Okay, we're holding on Simon Aleph, Sif Hey. Says the Mechaber, Toiv Loimir Parshas HaKeda Uparshas HaMon Vaser Sadibros. Right, so these are the things we say in the Siddur before we start the Psuka de Zimro. Uparshas Olo, Mincho, Shlomim, Vachatos, Vosham, this week's Parsha, right, these Psukim. Hagoa Vedavka, Beyochid Mutal Loimir Vaser Sadibros, Becholyam. Only an individual by himself is allowed to say the Vaser Sadibros. Aval Osir La'omram B'tzibur. But we don't say them B'tzibur. So let's go through and understand what all these things are driving at. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yud Gimel, Parshas Akedah. Why do we do that? Sukkot and Parshas Korbanos. That comes first. Yochalem and Parshas Akedah, Parshas Hamon, Afilu B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to say these sections on Shabbos. Ve'ein dai b'amira ela shi'is bonein mashehu oimer v'yaki niflos Hashem. But it's not enough just to say the Parshas. You have to understand why we're saying this, what the words mean. Again, we'll talk about in the Korbanos in a minute as well, to understand what these are, not just to simply be reciting words, but to recognize the Niflos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ma she'omru g'megomara. Kol ha'omer tehila l'dovid shlosh pamim b'chol yom muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. So Gemara, the beginning of Brachos. If you say Ashrei three times a day, it's a muftach. You're getting olam haba. So the Rishonim already discussed, is that a siman, is that a siba? In other words, the fact that I say Ashrei three times, is that the cause that I'm getting into Olam Haba? No, pshat is, you're an Olam Haba person, and an Olam Haba type of person goes, he says Ashrei three times a day, it's a sign of who you really are, but it's not the cause to get you in, it's just showing who you are, why you're going into Olam Haba. So Gam Kim Oifin said, it's not just mean you say it, you understand what I'm learning, the concepts of Ashrei, of Poseach HaSiyadecha, that's what
you know,
it means.
The Kabbalists, you could know the meaning of the words, you know, but you're saying, but you have to have it's also the feeling. Also, it's not just you could say it, and you could meaning. That in itself, saying that in itself is not enough.
Correct. Right? So he's focusing on the parshas Akedah, right? We focus on that, but we're going to get to the korbanos as well. That you have to understand what the words mean, what the halachas are of that. That's going to come up later in the nuns. We'll talk about that. If you don't know, like ezu makomon, if you don't know what it means, you're just saying the words. Does that work or not? Is that din talmud Torah perhaps? The talmud lemir is called zeh. The reason why do we see all these things? Ki parshas Akedah kedei lizkor zechus avos b'chol yom. That's a good way to start off your morning with, you know? Something like a cup of coffee, something like zechus avos to start their morning.
That's the thing. Also, we'll skip the Akedah.
Okay. I once was by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and I heard him laning, like he was reading from the Torah, he was laning the Akedah before davening. So afterwards I asked him, Yilamdein the Rabbeinu, why are you, he's like laning, he was laning from the Torah. So he said, his shul is in Beit Shemesh. And he told me, he says, he has a stark chaver that comes in the morning, they say it every day. He says, the Balabatim is so stark, they're saying it every day. I should also say it every day, but I don't know it by heart. So I figure if I'm laning it, then if I know it, I'll remember, but the melody will help you remember, and I'll be able to say it as I'm walking to shul in the morning. So there he was, preparing, saying Parsa Keda, practicing it, right? Okay, weiter. V'gam ki l'hachnir Yitzro, k'mo shemosu Yitzchak nafsho. Also, it's Musar. Look at what Yitzchak did, how he sacrificed himself. Mesiris nefesh means giving over your neshama. Putting it in a place where it didn't want to go. So that's Mesiris nefesh, what Yitzchak did. U'parshas Haman, so why do we say that? K'dei sh'yamin shekom mazonosa b'oin b'hashkocha protest. That all the money we make in this world is determined by Hashem. K'dei chsiv hamar b'lo hedif, v'amami lo hechsir. So, by adding, it doesn't matter how much shtadlis you do. You have to do your shtadlis. But at the end of the day, whether you make the deal, you get the client, how much money you bring home, you do your regular shtadlis. But more shtadlis doesn't put more in the bank, and less shtadlis doesn't take away. It doesn't help. Anybody who says parshamon, muftach lo shehu yis ma'atu mizonis, shalom yismatu mizonis. He won't be lacking. All right, so now we'll do the next one. It's the Seres HaDibro. It's Kadesh Sheyizkor B'chol Yom Maimin Har Sinai V'Yizchazik B'munos Hashem. That's every day to remind us about, I forget who it was, one of the Chassidish Rebbeim. He wouldn't take a Bacher who couldn't picture in his mind Maimin Har Sinai. That was like his Feher to get into his Yeshiva. I forget who it was, but that was it, pre-war. Do you remember standing at Har Sinai? Yeah, okay, good. You can come on to my Yeshiva. Totally different level, right? Parshas Korbanos Da'amiran B'minochos Zois Toras Achatas Kol La'osik B'toras Chatas Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatas. Anyone who's osik in that is like you really brought one. So we talked about this a little bit yesterday. So now let's look in the Dirshu 19 at the bottom. Kol Ha'osik. Do you have a different numbering system than I do? I think in the previous versions. Anyway, 19 at the bottom. Bir Ha'losh and Kol Ha'osik Kosov l'kaman shakavona hi lemish misasik lahavin inyani haparsha, who's osik in it to understand what it's talking about. V'lo lemisha oimer es hatevos bilvad levad. Not one who's just merely saying the words. So it's important to have an understanding of what we're doing. Okay, next mishmer yudalad v'shlomim hu adin parshas toida. Again, the sixth parsha, right? Vigam hi bichlal shlamim. A Torah is a subcategory of shlamim, but as we pointed out many times, that a Torah is a little bit different in the fact that you have more to eat and less time. You have an extra 40 loaves and only a day to do it. So as the Abarbanel and others point out, the Netziv, that the only way to get a lot of food consumed in a short amount of time is to make a kiddush, right? That's the idea. No, that's the idea. You invite people and publicize the nace, the Korban Torah. Hashem saved my life. I got out of jail. I crossed the debt, whatever it is. Yeah.
Anybody's allowed to eat it. From the
you can invite people to come.
Kabbalists have limitations.
Provided they're in a state of tahara. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Acher ola ushlamim v'toyda yomer parshas nesochim. Then you say about these are the wine that was poured in mizbech ki ein zevach below nesochim. Aval chatas v'oshem ein toyn nesochim. So a chatas and oshem are korbonos that you have to bring. Right? Shlamim is a nedava. I'm volunteering to bring it. So you bring a nedava. You bring the nesochim then. If you know, for example, that person chas v'shalom ever accidentally violated the Shabbos, yomer parshas chatos koydim umedivrei shari poskim lo mashmakein. So you should say, I know I'm chayv to bring this, but not everybody agrees with that. Okay, now we'll talk a little bit about the aseres hadibros. So he says you can say, a yachid could say them, but not betzibur. Again, based upon the Gemara in Brachos, says the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin, "Betzir ne'ab koyfrin." There's this apikorsim. Sha'om, they're going to say, "Ein Torah elazu." That's the only thing it is. The Ten Commandments. That's all the Judaism is about. The Beprat is manenu. Nowadays, in our times, l'kach. Therefore, "Ein koyfrin oisim gam kein al kuntris hamyuchal letzibur." You shouldn't make a special. You know, you get these sort of. Special things for that, like the Torah is written separately. Sometimes you'll find, but here you shouldn't make a separate thing for that. In Dirshu 20 on the top right, he says, "What about standing? Standing special for the Aseres Hadibros?" So the Dirshu points out the Inyan Amida B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah Shel Aseres Hadibros Kosev B'Shut Igros Moshe Sha'af Al Pishiyish Malkum Lachush L'Tumos Aminim. Even though maybe we should be concerned about Apikorsim, you have a different number than I do.
Yeah, 33.
Okay, maybe I'll use the. I'm using the previous cycled. This is Dirshua round one. You guys want Dirshua round two? I'll try to use a thing to can point out where we're up to. But you see what I'm reading? Yeah, it's okay. Mikom malkum keiva and shlo ira she hitu bekach aminim es amehartos mutu laslo iskin. And nowadays, what, there's really apikorsim in shul? You really have to be concerned about nowadays, like every single heretic is coming to shul b'davka to say, oh look, they stood up for the Aseres Hadibros, that must be that's all there is to Judaism? They're not even coming into shul, you don't have to worry about it. V'od kosov sham, sha'af mi shebo b'mokam shlo nohagu lamod b'mokam sh nohagu lamod. Even if, let's say you're a Sephardic Jew who follows the Rambam, who does not stand for these at all, ya'ase kein lo yishanam b'mokam minhag ha'mokam. You should stand up as well, and not, what's it called? Not be poor shmin hatzibur.
Let's say you have a bar mitzvah that Shabbos, and people who don't normally go to shul are present, but they probably don't even know what's going on anyway. You know,
oh, not be poor shmin?
Yeah, they're not.
You don't have to worry about this. This is not. There's a lot to discuss about this. The Rav had a whole vort in Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, but okay. Suffice to say, for those who have the minhag to stand, some stand all year. Some sit all based on the Maran Rambu. They stand all year. B'davka, maybe cover the Torah, but to avoid the Shaila. They stand all year, and you're always standing, because there's no question.
Yeah, right, and just saw they say Tam Tachton.
Yeah, right. So that's part of the Rav's thing. Yeah. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. Yeshikosu, some say, Delo osu la'omra b'tzibra el l'kavu bein brachos kimo kriyashma. There's no problem with saying them b'tzibra, but you can't put them in the middle of kriyashma. Aval kodem baruch sha'omra mutar af b'tzibra. But if beforehand, you could even say that. But our minhag is that we don't do the same at all. You could not in the middle of your davening. To put them in the middle of the brachos, even a yochid couldn't do that as well. They are printed at the end of the siddur. That's not a problem. Once you're done davening, you want to say the Aseres Hadibros, so then, okay. I think many siddurim have that. All right, Hey, Vav. Parshios HaKorbonos Lo Yomer El Biyom. You should only say them during the daytime. Why is that? The Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berura. De'ein HaKorbonos Kraven El Biyom. That's the only time you can be makir of the korban. Of a parshas hakiur, a parshas trumas hadeshen. Again, this week's parsha. Yochel loymer kodem hayom. You can say them before a day. Ve'im ein lo panai. You don't have enough time. So yochel loymer gam parshas hakorbanos belayla. You could even say the korbanos at the nighttime. Ve'ein tzorach hamida. You don't have to stand while saying them. Ayin b'sim mem ches b'mishnah berura sifkotin alef. Now I have 21 over here. What is your 21? Is that probably, if you were 33, now you're 30. You're 35. Wow, you guys. Okay. Where? V'im tzorich. Amida. Right? If you have to stand for them or not. Did I say ain? I read it wrong. It says im. Sehevi sham machloikis aposkim b'zev kosev b'sham primagodim shmekol makom shas amirat parshas atomid roi lama. You should stand while saying the korban tomid mishum shekorim osam b'tzibur b'kol ram, because they say it out loud as they are in. So that one should be standing for that when he says the korban tomid. Again, back in the Mishnah Berurah, Kosev B'Shloah, the B'Shabbos V'Yomtov Lo Yomer Hiratzon. You shouldn't say the Hiratzons on Shabbos Yomtov. The Ein Korban Nedava Boa Bohen, because you don't make a Korban Nedava on these days, right? Again, you have to do a Malacha, so you can't have to prove that. Ava Parshios Ein Hefse Lomram Kikori B'Torah. But the Parshios themselves, you could say them, because it's like you're reading Pesukim, that's fine. U'mikom Okom Im Hu Ben Torah. If you're a Ben Torah, so then what? Mutav Yosef Shiasa B'Parsha Diyoma. You should learn the Parsha Diyoma. Mi Shehu Ovel, person who, God forbid, is an Ovel, Lo Yoma Parsha Sokobonos. He should not say them. Then again, I have 23. I don't know what number you have by you. 30, okay, I got it. We're off. Okay. Aval Parsha's Ezu Makomam. But to say these Parshas, Sokosa Lakamans, because they don't have Simen Nun, right? That's what we hinted at a few minutes ago about what you have to understand. There's the Magen Avram over there talks about what you have to understand. So again, B'Shem Magen Avram Sha'omrim B'Besa Avil. You do say them. L'fi Shekol Shu Seder Hayom. This is an important line. Anything that's part of the daily routine, Ein Bo Mishum Talmud Torah La'Avil. That's not considered learning Torah for an Avil.
Is
Korban
is optional? Is that
what... Korban is not said, but to say these two, that's something you say every single day. So either they're Mishnayis, right, yeah. And an Avil is also to learn. That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, so because as long as it's normally said with the
correct, as part of the thing that would be acceptable. Okay, we'll stop here. Good night, Shabbos.